He then continues to say, "So don't make judgments about anyone ahead of time, before the Lord returns. He will bring our darkest secrets to light and will reveal our private motives. Then God will give to each one whatever praise is due." What does this mean? Should our teachers not do this? It's acceptable for cases involving obvious and admitted sins, and only with proper timing, and even then it should be done with regret and internal conflict. This should not be driven by vanity and arrogance like some were doing back then. He's not referring to those sins that everyone agrees are wrong, but rather the act of favoring one person over another or comparing lifestyles. Only He who will judge our hidden actions can accurately determine which of these actions deserve more or less punishment and honor. But we make these judgments based on what we can see. He says, "For if even in my own mistakes I can't discern anything clearly, how can I be justified in passing judgment on others? And how can I, who can't even accurately understand my own situation, be qualified to assess others' situations?" If Paul felt this way, we should too. He said this not to present himself as flawless, but to emphasize that even if someone among them was free from sin, they would still not be worthy to judge others' lives. And if he, not aware of any wrongdoing, can consider himself guilty, it's even truer for those who are aware of their many sins.